CITR 101.9, 4:30 Tuesdays. That means it's time for Discorder Radio. Got lots on the show today, lots to pack into the next half hour. The big story, of course, was Folk Fest happened this past weekend. Myself and CJ and even a special friend of the festival are here to discuss what went down. In the meantime, we're going to start today's show off with Jay Arner, who is under view this month in Discorder magazine. Pick up your copy all around Vancouver. This is the track Midnight in South Granville. Jay Arner, Discorder Radio, CITR. Discorder Radio, 101.9, CITR, and that was Midnight in South Granville, Jay Arner, who has a self-titled album, full album out, and it is under review this month in Discorder magazine. This is, of course, the Discorder Radio, Discorder Radio Show. Wade is here with you, along with my co-host, none other than...
DJ CJ. Hello, Radioland.
Hello, CJ. Another epic weekend of live music and music festivals, eh?
We are setting our precedent for the only radio show to be festival hopping this summer.
It seems like it. It's been 3 weekends in a row. It was Kealoha back in July 5th and 6th weekend in beautiful Kelowna, B.C. Then Catalano in the heart of Kits along 4th Avenue 2 weekends back. And then this past weekend at lovely Jericho Beach Park for the 36th annual Vancouver International Folk Fest. We did a live broadcast. CITR was there from 8 until 2 on Saturday. Steve and Linda did a great job from the early part of the shift, and then you and I got to roll in from noon to 2, and then take in lots of great live music all weekend long. And what were some of your highlights there, CJ?
Personally, I loved watching Kobo Town and Debo Band. I believe Stage 3 was where it was at in some ways during the day, at the very least, because Anthony Joseph and the Spasm Band were fantastic. Debo Band, Kobo Town, Tin Pan Orange, who I interviewed earlier.
Yeah, Phil Dell was there, Nomadic Massive.
Nomadic Massive with Leticia Zonzambe. They had a jam session.
And don't forget Voix de Montreal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There were 7 stages, actually 8 stages, including the main stage. But it seemed like Stage 3 was where it was at, and it's luckily that's where our booth was as well. That was the stage sort of closest to, I guess, Jericho Beach and a lot of the action happening around Jericho, and we were very lucky to be at that stage. Lots of great live music. This band did not play at our stage. They played actually at stage 5, but we did get a chance to have a chat with them. They're called Marie in the Shower. And are we going to, why don't we play, you know, play a tune from theirs, and then we'll come back with the chat we have with those guys?
Sure.
Oh, did I just mess up the order there? Do you want to do something else?
Let's play the interview we did with Jack and Martin.
Nice.
We're from Maria in the Shower.
Yeah, great guys. An East Vancouver band who's very eclectic, and they had a lot of really interesting viewpoints on some certain things. So,
and here they are talking about their band origins, essentially.
So when we were there, the Knoll was a major gathering scene, and that's where we met, kind of through some stuff there. There was, and so that was our. There was a community of people involved with the Knoll. There was Pull on the Knoll parties every Friday at noon, and they would usually stretch into the evening. And then it was the similar scene of people. We started a poetry reading series, and that's where Martin and I first met. But CITR, I had friends who were involved with programming at CITR and while I was there, and spent many visits to the station and stuff like that. So the Discord has always been on the, you know, part of my consciousness, yeah, as a way to see indie music written about, I guess.
So is it safe to say that the Knoll plays a key role in your meeting, and even in Maria rhymes. In the Showers, the Knoll plays a key role?
Yeah,
no, it does. It does.
It's true. No.
The Knoll was a meeting place, and this is one thing that is very key, is like, it was the only green space around the, well, I mean, apart from that little kind of weird artificial grove of trees, it's the only green space, and it's a very natural meeting place. You can just, it's a landmark, which was quite valuable at UBC, we could say, and because I feel that student activity and ideas does revolve around the Student Union building in a big way. No matter what department you're from, no matter what discipline you're studying.
Yeah, we were from different...
Very different departments. But we met through gatherings happening at the Knoll. The Knoll being a great landmark to meet, so we would do... There would be music jams and poetry readings and these sort of kind of like general freak-out things. And sometimes we would go and, you know, continue the party down at Wreck Beach or continue it down at my house, which was nearby, or whatever. Of course, they've knocked that house down now and put an expensive house in.
But, where was that house?
It was on 4th near Blanca. It was a place called the Dirty House. And it was a student house for a long time. And then it eventually got knocked down and put a very expensive house in there, which has sort of been the prelude to our whole stories. You know, since then we've been moved out of many houses, and
as is probably everyone in Vancouver, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, you get moved along, but culture starts in these places, and then it gets the property value becomes too premium, and then you have to get forced along to the next place.
That's Marie in the Shower chatting with us from Folkfest on Saturday afternoon. And now we're going to play a tune from them. This is Don't Build a Wall Around the Graveyard. Great lyrics for this one, so listen in close. Marie in the Shower on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Build a wall around the graveyard. Ain't no one trying to get in. Don't build a wall around the graveyard. Ain't no one trying to get in. Don't build a wall around the graveyard. Everyone will get there in the end. You can build a wall around your heart. Stop and stand a world apart. You can call your wall a work of art, but you can't keep the rain from getting in. Don't build a wall around the graveyard. Ain't no one trying to get in. Don't build a wall around the graveyard. Ain't no one trying to get in. Don't build a wall around the graveyard. Everyone will get there in the end. that your brother, he is better underneath the covers, and you can't keep the rain from getting in. Don't build a wall around your yard, ain't no one trying to get in. Don't build a wall around your yard, ain't no one trying to get in. Don't build a wall around your yard, everyone will get there in the end.
On Monday, August 5th, Kurt Vile and the Violators will be playing at the Rickshaw Theater. On tour to support their new release, Walking on a Pretty Days, these guys are, like, super cool. Advance tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. Sponsored by CITR.
Thursday, July 25th at the Electric Owl. It's the Monophonics. Come get funky and check out guests The Valuables and Johnny Grayston. Advance tickets available at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat, and Beat Street. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9. Before that break, we heard the eclectic and humorous stylings of Maria in the Shower with Don't Build a Wall Around the Graveyard, and we had a great opportunity to chat with them at Folkfest this past weekend.
Absolutely.
And literally, it was back-to-back. It was rapid-fire. Waiting patiently in the wings as we were chatting, we kind of went on and on with Maria in the Shower, especially because Jack had so much to say. He was very passionate about housing prices being jacked in Vancouver and culture getting pushed out to the fringes. But he had a lot of good points. But nonetheless, waiting patiently in the wings was Dez from
Drew. Drew Gonzalez.
That's what I meant. It was the Gonzalez. That's what got me mixed up with Dez. Yeah.
From Toronto, of course.
Yes.
And interestingly, his wife, he happened to mention, is from my town, Hyderabad, from India. Well, his wife's family is. And it was nice to catch up with somebody who actually knew the word biryani, which is one of the most popular Indian rice dishes in India.
Nice. So you guys are having a bit of a moment there.
A bit of an Indian moment. But yes.
I was still trying to figure out his name was Dez Drew at that point.
Regardless, his band played a fantastic set. My God,
they
were dancing really hard. Everybody was. Yeah. And
they played at our stage, stage three on Sunday night. They played at 7 o'clock. They were even ahead of the festival. They were being highly touted. CBC rated their sort of top five must see bands of the festival, and Kobotan was part of that group. And Dez was just very, very humble and very appreciative of the audience support. Even after their set, or toward the end of the set, they actually came out into the crowd and kind of did like an acoustic jam.
They did.
Everybody
they?
Gathered around. I actually snapped some pics, so those will be up on our Discord Radio Facebook page very shortly.
Along with the other photos that have recently been uploaded.
Yeah.
So please check them out if you are on the internet right now.
Yeah. Or if not right now, if you're on the internet soon, go check those out when you get on the net.
Right on. All right. So let's go to the interview that we did with Drew.
Yep. Talking a bit about his growing up in Trinidad. Even though he's originally from Canada, he had some time spent in Trinidad. And as you hear from his voice, it's very evident from his accent. But yeah, here we are in conversation with Drew Gonzalez from Kobotown at Folkfest on the weekend.
I was also reading that you were not really, you liked Calypso as a youngster, but it wasn't really fashionable to like Calypso. And then you had an epiphany when you went back to Trinidad with your father. Could you describe that story and what that epiphany was all about?
Well, I would say that I didn't like it when I was younger. I heard it all the time, but I was into heavy metal as a child and like hard rock music. But also I was really into like early dancehall reggae. You know, I was growing up in like the late 80s, and that was the era of Supercat and Yellow Man and that stuff. And I really liked that music. But it's only when I came to Canada. I was living in Ottawa as a teenager. I came as a young teenager, and then I discovered Calypso through like old recordings of re-releases from the 1930s and 40s, and I just fell for it. You know, the music was so funny and clever and witty, and I just I just love the way they could approach a topic with, it can be very serious but still have but not being self-serious, you know, like, yeah. And to still have a really good sense of humor, you know, like, you know, political songwriting can get very sour and self-righteous, and Calypso was the opposite of that, you know, and so it appealed to me a lot. And I went back to Trinidad for the first time when I was 18, and my father took me then to go see Lord Kitchener's Review Tent, and again, I was just blown away to see it live, to see it as a living art then, you know, and the kind of dynamic relationship with the audience, where they would heckle and back and forth, the artist, the MC, the audience. It was just it was really wonderful, and I loved. I was really grateful at the time that I was reading the newspapers from Trinidad a lot, and because they would be mocking politicians and different legislators. You know, some of it was global, but a lot of it was very local in content, and. And I was glad I did. I always tell people if they go there to read the newspapers before, because then you'll get all the names that people are referring to, you know? And I remember at one point, there was this particular section of the audience that was laughing their head off the hardest. And I asked somebody, I said, hey, who are those people that are finding it really funny? And the father said, yeah, that's the minister that they're referring to, and the people around him, you know? So it was nice to see people have a sense of humor like that, you know?
Nice. I was also reading that you were...
We're going to play some music now from Kobotown. CITR 119 Discord Radio. This one's called The Call.
It was all that I needed for a call. The necklace blew sprightly, the teaser spied me, and I tiptoed out of her so lightly. No sound to announce that I was on. But upon the place where the pale moon shone. Surrounded by terrors which were all my own. But the night which cast its light and charm did not intend any harm. Soon the gentle light and embracing calm put to flight any undue alarm. And when I thought that the night would be spent without incident, I heard a rumbling in the firmament. And I stood speechless and amazed for a face beyond praise, who gazed down from his great beyond upon the place where the pale moon shone. I lost the language to describe the magic.
majesty which filled the sky, whose gaze seemed to set the stars ablaze, making the night brighter than the day. I stood in wonder like a child, a shadow in the rush of life. Not a tune, not a song was heard, but a voice which covered all the world. Love is stronger than death, more jealous than the grim. Love is stronger than death, more jealous than the grim. Love no flood can quench, no raging torrent drum. Love no flood can quench, no raging torrent. All was gone, there was a distant moon where the near sun shone. Gone was the face of it, the blacker space. All was back in its usual place. No sign to remain, nothing left behind. No souvenir of our spending time. Once again I was on my own to find my way home. To find my way home. To find my way home.
The Call from Kobotown on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, and what a great show they put on Sunday night at Vancouver International Folk Fest, and that was us in conversation with Drew a day earlier on Saturday night backstage at the Folk Fest.
That's right. Lovely, lovely man. It was really nice to meet him. He's so happy all the time. It was just felt like the Trinidadian sort of atmosphere was sort of seeping through him.
Yeah, very, just very appreciative, very humble, just all around great guy, and we were just honored to be able to have such a nice chat with him. Even when the conversation was done, he kind of pulled us in for the bro hug. It was great. Yeah, great weekend. What was your personal highlight, CJ, of the whole weekend?
Personal highlight was seeing Cat Empire for the first time. You as an Australian. Or as like an Australian traveler, yes. Always tout them as one of the best live performances that you've seen. So I came in with good expectations and left with a mind blown. So,
well said. Yes, I'd seen them in Australia about 5 times, and this was the second time I'd seen them in Canada. Last year at Whistler, they played the Whistler TELUS ski and snowboard.
That's right. That's where you saw them.
And funny enough, I actually have never seen them play indoors. Every time they've played, it's been outdoors. I mean, that's another reason why I've loved their show so much, is there's something about playing on a beautiful summer evening under a starlit sky, and that was the case on Saturday night. They did not disappoint. 20,000 strong or so were watching the Cat Empire do their thing. Unfortunately, they only had about an hour and 10 minutes to play, but they really packed it all into that hour and 10 minutes. Playing hits, some of their more famous hits, such as
"The Darkness"
and "The Darkness."
The Darkness, that was a fantastic song that they stretched out for a while and it got everybody going.
Yeah, another track I was quite impressed with was "In My Pocket." In fact, we were kind of waiting for some friends to get in. We started playing "In My Pocket." I'm like, "Oh, come on, guys, get in!" And they got in, and we ran to find our space. We found a great space. Probably went maybe 30 rows or so from the front, but right in the middle, everybody could see clearly. And then they went right back into the end of "In My Pocket," so we still got to enjoy the end of that jam. And actually, one of my good friends, Lorna Musgrove from the land Down Under, was in town. We'd seen the Cat Empire a few times together in Byron Bay, Australia, and in Melbourne. And so she was pretty happy to be seeing an Aussie band. Like the Cat Empire that it's, you know, here in Vancouver. Something that was interesting too, she was telling me, is that in Melbourne, they have sort of, there's something in Australia called tall poppy syndrome, where if a band gets too famous, the Aussies kind of stop listening to them.
Like AC/DC and Wolfmother.
Yeah, Silverchair would be another example of that. So okay. I think the Cat Empire was this upstart, these young, hot guys on the scene with their really eclectic sound, a nice mix of ska and hip hop and reggae and calypso and everything kind of thrown in the mix. Just a great sort of party vibe. And for the first two albums, they were everybody was loving them in Australia. In the last couple albums, they've sort of focused more on their international touring, and obviously headlining an international festival. So they're doing quite well with themselves internationally. Nonetheless, the new album, I think, sounds phenomenal. I think it's their best album since Two Shoes, which came out back in 2005. We were rocking out to Brighter Than Gold, the single we played last week on the radio, and I think we'll play another song from that album here this afternoon. But before we play that song, any more final comments about the Cat Empire there, CJ?
Not really. They left me speechless, as expected, and mind is still being blown.
Yeah.
Every time.
Great show, and here they are, still young, Cat Empire on Discord Radio, CITR
1019. Beneath your head, coat worn blacker than the sun, shook your head like Stromer strong, stood like soldiers in a land, heard the bells of midnight chime, we turned gray walls. Dream that haunts my nights, wild black horses out in flight, a kind of free I'd never been, a kind of beast I'd never seen. Why do all things end in pain? I call the ghosts and ask their names. Is that love you're running from? If you lead, then I will come. And while you're still young, find your heart.
So good. Still Young, the Cat Empire, off their new album Steal the Light, and they played that on Saturday night at Folk Fest. And one thing you know about a really good live band is when the songs you don't know sound just as good, if not better, than the songs you already know, and that was what was happening with that track. It was an amazing weekend. Folkfest was awesome, and just so proud to have been there for such a great weekend and a great moment with that amazing band blowing all our minds from Jericho Beach Park on Saturday night. The City is up next, but before we get to that quickly, we are promoting a show, sponsoring a show, I should say. CITR, yes, at the Electric Owl. Tomorrow evening, the Monophonics are a funk soul act out of San Francisco, I believe. They'll be playing Electric Owl, and we have some tickets to give away. So make sure you check out the Discorder Radio Facebook page to see how you can win those tickets. We got tickets for two to check out the show tomorrow night. So let's play a bit of Monophonics to end another great edition of the Discorder Radio Show. This track is called 250. Oh, no. I think that's, there you go, that's it. We're going from the folk to the soul. Monophonics to close out Discorder Radio. We'll see you next week. Thanks again, guys, for listening to CITR 101.9. Thank you.